Hey everyone, today I'm going to show you how to remove the grill in a 68 GTO, probably the same for 69 as well. These grills that are in this 68 are in really, really bad shape. So what I did was I went on eBay and bought a set of new grills. This is them. They don't come with the chrome trim, so you have to take your chrome trim off the other ones and put it on here, but it's easy. It's just screws. At the top, you'll see there's two holes for screws, and you put the self-tapping nut from the old one on these. It fits on each. Then at the bottom, where you'd expect there to be bolts, there isn't. There's just these two tabs. And these tabs fit in brackets on the original, on the car. And the brackets, in 99% of the cases, do not have to be removed. So essentially, all you've got to remove is two bolts. Now, those bolts are sometimes hidden by a piece of plastic that's bolted down and goes all the way across here. If so, just take it out. As an example of the type of bolt that fits in it, it's no big deal. It's easy to come out. There's a bunch of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 of them. Easy to get out. Just lay it to the side. It's like rubber, so it won't break or crack or anything. And once you do that, you'll see that you've got two bolts that are exposed. Well, you got lots of bolts that are exposed, but only two you care about. One of them's right there. As far as the location goes, you can see if you've got the headlight doors that go up and down, the two bolts are there. So one's here, and the other one's right there. Those are the ones that screw into the top of the grill. So for video's sake, I've already loosened these up. I'm going to take them out to make it a whole lot easier to hold this camera. Okay, there's one. Let's see if I can get a little more bright here. Here's two. And at that point, the grill should be loose, which it is. So you don't need to pull the bump or anything. All you do is kind of push it down and out like that. And you see, there's the self-tapping nuts I talked about. You just transfer these from this old piece to the new one. And at the bottom, you see, is the tab. Now, interestingly enough, it looks like over the years, this grill's milked before, because this tab is now a bolt. So the tab must have broke, and it's now a bolt. But that's very interesting. In any case, I'm not going to put that bolt back in, because the new ones have the tab. So you just transfer these nuts over to the new one, and then you'll be all set. Good luck.